This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Women's college basketball teams will be paid for playing NCAA tournament games. In a move to help close the pay gap between men and women in college sports, the NCAA will now pay Division I women's basketball teams who play in March Madness games starting this year. After a historic vote last Wednesday, women's teams will now receive performance units for every game they play in the NCAA tourney. The vote to pay women athletes was met with a round of applause at the NCAA convention in Nashville, Tennessee. The vote was unanimous. Men's basketball teams have been a part of revenue-sharing plans for years, but with a surge in popularity surrounding women's basketball, the NCAA's Board of Governors voted unanimously for the proposal in August and finalized the details last week. Starting with the 2025 season, a combined $15 million will be awarded to women's tournament teams, increasing to $20 million for 26-27 and $25 million in 2027-28. The longer a school stays in the tournament, the more the school's conference receives. With a Final Four appearance, a team could bring its conference $1.26 million over the next 3 years. The revenue distribution plan for the women's tournament is similar to the men's. Last year's Women's National Championship game drew in record attendance and 18 million TV viewers, becoming the most watched women's college basketball game ever, with an 89% increase from the 2023 championship game. It outdrew the Men's National Championship game by 3 million TV viewers. From AirPods to Velcro, thousands of everyday items were developed by the U.S. space agency NASA. Although the space agency is known for its work to travel to outer space and work in space, NASA's research is also impactful on Earth, changing the way people eat, clean their homes, listen to music, and navigate the world. NASA Spinoff is a section of the agency that highlights some of the ways in which the agency's research has benefited life on Earth when it comes to commercial products. A few of the myriad items that were developed by NASA include wireless headsets, which freed astronauts from cables, wireless vacuums, originally designed to collect moon rocks, and Velcro, to prevent things and astronauts from floating away in microgravity or weightless conditions. The NASA Spinoff website states, "There's more space in your life than you think." The Montana Board of Housing has allocated more than $37 million in housing tax credits to six developments to build new affordable homes in five Montana communities. Federal housing tax credits flow through the Montana Board of Housing and fund the new construction of rehabilitation of affordable rental homes each year. This year's awarded properties will support the creation of an estimated 500 jobs and about $31 million in local wages from President Joe Biden's federal housing dollars. The Montana properties will provide 136 new affordable homes in Billings, Bozeman, Dillon, Missoula, and Polson. The Board of Housing is the agency that allocates the competitive federal housing tax credits to Hidden Creek in Bozeman, the Homestead in Dillon, LB Lofts in Billings, Opportunity Place in Missoula, Polson Gardens in Polson, and Skyview in Billings. The developments in Bozeman, Billings, Dillon, Missoula, and Polson each will receive $6.5 million to build 20 to 24 new affordable homes. Skyview in Billings will receive $4 million and will build 26 new affordable homes for families and individuals. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.